about producers. This is Kristen Brindley, your publisher, and I'm here with the wonderful Greg Day with Certified Master Movers. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So Greg was in our August issue, and these are the legends in real estate. If you didn't check out Greg's story, make sure you do. And if you haven't tried out Certified Master Movers, you know, the website is also below here. And, you know, he's a fantastic partner of Real Producers, really cares about his relationships with top people. And something I love about Greg, and I love doing these intros because I get to see things that they won't always say. Like, he's been in the business about 40 years. Started as a mover. He's done like 40,000 moves between all the way from driving all the way up to owning Certified Master Movers. So, I mean, that's a lot of experience on your side. He also, let's see here, V.M. M. DC. He does all like the moves and so on for them, which I think I'll ask him to tell you a little bit more about. But Greg, you know, you've been in this industry a nice long time. You're a great partner of ours, a lot of relationships with great people. Can you tell everybody all the services you all provide? Because we know that you're a mover, but what all services do you guys provide?
You know, I mean, through being a mover for a long time, I've run across a lot of connections that also help with the customer. I mean, my biggest goal is help the customer through the stressful time, because it's the third most stressful thing you can do in your life. And so I like to help them through it with, you know, having a relationship with the cleaning company that goes in and does the clean out after I move all the stuff out. Has one of the biggest things that I've notice services that I offer customers is organizing. So, you know, a lot of customers that have been in their house for 30, 40 years, you know, they don't really need to take all the stuff that they have. And so an organizer goes in there ahead of time, organizes it, puts it in a pile, says, hey, donate this, keep this, get rid of this, and organizes it before then I come in. But as far as moving, strictly moving, I do international moves, local moves, long distance moves, and what we call office and industrial moves, or O&I, which, you know, that's one of my favorite little niches that I like to do.
Nice. Well, you can you tell us what you, because I know it's really cool what you do with VDOT and DC.. Can you tell us something about what you do with that too?
Yeah. So, I mean, I got into it when they were building the Woodrow Wilson Bridge back in 2006. And so there used to be another tower right there where the new bridge is, and it was Huntington Tower there. And so they had to knock down that whole building in order to build the bridge. So there was 450 apartments in that building. So, which VDOT pays for Inament Domain to fully pack them, fully move them, and fully unpack them. And so me and two other movers got that contract and emptied out that whole building, 450 moves. So that 2006 was a very good year. So, I mean, you know, with the mixing bowl, there was, there was probably about 60 relocations in the mixing bowl in order to build that, redo the mixing bowl. I helped out with the hot lanes. So any time that VDOT wants to build a new road or build a new bridge or something like that, there's always houses in the way or apartments. And so I help move the houses and the apartments.
That's fantastic. Those are big jobs that you have to do a good job to be able to get. Can you tell us about your business? Like, did you always think you'd be in moving, and how did you get started?
It's actually a great story. So I was done with high school. I graduated, but I was done. And so my guidance counselor says to me, he goes, Greg, you're not filling out any college applications. Why aren't you filling out college applications? And I said, I'm done with school, done. And so he says, well, I work during the summers for a moving company. You want me to try and get you a job? I'm like, yeah, sure. So he went and got me a job at a moving company carrying boxes on my back. So that was in 1983. And so I was making, what did I start off? $6 an hour. And I thought I was rich. That first year I made 15 grand. I'm like, I'm rich. none of my friends had any money. They were all off going to college and broke. And I was buying a new Mustang and everything like that. Yeah. So that's how I started. And, you know, it was funny. The guy that hired me said, hey, come back and see me in 6 weeks and let's see how you're doing. So I went back and saw him, and he goes, so what do you think? I'm like, this is hard work. This is really, I'm exhausted when I go home. And he goes, well, it's been my, I've noticed in the past that if you make it through the first 6 months, you'll be a lifer. And I'm like, 6 months, you're lucky I made it through the first 6 weeks. And here I am 40 years later, still in the movie business. So he was right.
Well, what do you think has been in that time frame? What has been most challenging, do you think, in the move industry, being there for 40 years? What's been most challenging?
So I really gravitate towards the tough and complicated moves. The Department of Energy used to put on a solar decathlon on the mall grounds every other year. And so now they've switched it out to California, but it used to be in DC. And so I flew down to Puerto Rico because the University of Puerto Rico was entering the competition. And so they didn't know how to get their solar house from Puerto Rico to the mall grounds and set it all up. And so I coordinated all that and did it all with cranes and, you know, on 5 truckloads and boated it up to New York and then had it driven down to the Washington. And so the big challenging jobs I really love, but the hard part's always the movers. I mean, you know, luckily I've been a mover for a long time, and so I'm able to train my movers. So I personally train them, but, you know, finding the guys that want to do some hard work is always a challenge.
What do you think has been most rewarding for you?
The people that I move. I've moved some pretty famous people, and the fact that they call me up and move again. I mean, you know, I've 2 pretty famous people that I've moved that everybody would recognize their names, and each one of them, I've moved them at least 6 times. They've called me back, and one of them is a famous newscaster. And so she called me up and said, oh, Greg, my parents are up in Philadelphia and they're yelling at me about keeping stuff in my house, in their house. Can you send a truck up to Philadelphia and move this stuff down into my house? I'm like, of course I can. So
that's awesome. And I bet you fun stories, not all of them that you can tell though. So I'm not going to pry because I know you take care of that. So what do you think sets you apart, makes you different, Greg?
I'm just a medium-sized mover. So, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, want that big mover and, you know, and they end up going with, somebody that's going to put them in a big tractor trailer with multiple, where, you know, I'll send a little straight truck down to North Carolina or down to Florida, you know, and giving the people a little more personalized service where, you know, it's my men driving in the truck all the way down there and giving them their own little truck and not putting them in a big truck with other people and stuff like that. I think that makes me a little different I'm a little more personalized service. You know, it's for that person that is looking for a little more higher quality of a move. I mean, my insurance company audited my books, my claims last year, because they didn't believe that my claims ratio was so low, and they actually lowered my premium. So, which is unheard of, an insurance company lowering your premium because, you know, my claims ratio was so low. So
that's that kind of person. Yeah, that's fantastic. How do you find clients? Like what is the number one way or ways that you get clients?
That's a challenge. In the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, there's close to 400 moving companies. And so we're all trying to get that same move. Luckily, this is one of the hottest markets in the area. I mean, they say on average, there's anywhere from 450 to 750,000 moves a year in and out of this area. So plenty of work for the 400 of us. But You know, I do marketing. I do building relationships with my realtors. I mean, the realtors are really important to a mover. And so, you know, I mean, you get some good realtors, and that's why I love top producers, is because real producers, is because, you know, I'm definitely, I get in front of realtors that I normally wouldn't.
Well, thank you. And I mean, for you, what does it look like? What are you working on right now for the next year, couple years? Like, what's important to you right now?
So I just ordered two brand new trucks. I'm pretty excited about that. So they're currently building them in Japan right now. So I got a couple of Zuzus, and they'll be here in February. But this is actually going to be a really good year for the Intimate Domain. They're widening Route 1 in Alexandria. And so 38 businesses have to move because of that. And so I'm looking at those now. So that's, you know, always a challenge. And so when you do a VDOT estimate, you can't go back to them and ask for a penny more. The price is the price. So your price, you have to be very good at what you do and be accurate.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It makes sense to me that you're part of that too. What do you think has been a big contributing factor to your success, whether it's like a mentor, a habit, someone, something? Like, what do you think has contributed a lot to your success?
You know, and so I did have a mentor when I was this guy, Mario Amato. He's still in the moving business over in Europe. He heads a big serva company and stuff like that over there. And so he taught me that people go with you because of you. So going into the house is really important, and you know, making people feel comfortable with yourself and, you know, your skills. And so that's one thing that I kind of pride myself in, is taking the stress out of a move, because like I said, it is one of the most stressful things you can do, and bonding with the customers. I mean, you have about an hour in the house to bond with the customer. And so I definitely have that skill where I can do that. Might be rare, but it does. And so do you really want that customer upset with you, because you're hoping to talk to that customer 6 years, 7 years down the road, upset with you and take you out of their, now I'm dating myself, Rolodex, and never call you down the road when they want to sell that house again? Or why not recommend two movers? I mean, let them make the decision. Let them decide which mover to choose. And so then that way they can't get upset with you. You recommended two. And, you know, and so I lend that advice to realtors all the time. And, you know, and a lot of them have taken me up on it and, you know, and said, you know, that's actually true. That's actually a good idea. And then, you know, one of the things that we do different that I tell my realtors is, you know, taking care of the floors and the banisters and the walls. So we do a little house prep at both houses prior to the move and before the delivery. And, you know, and it makes all the difference in the world, rolling out the red carpet or, you know, the blue neoprene and, you know, taking care of the walls and stuff like that. I showed pictures of me doing that to a young mover, that, you know, owner. And he goes, oh, I charge $500 for that. I'm like, why would you charge any money for that? All you're doing is protecting the house. So then you're not going to get damage or, you know, a house claim. And so, you know, that's just something that we do for the realtors.
I think that's awesome. I'm really glad. So if y'all haven't checked out Certified Movers and Greg's business, make sure you do. Website's below. And, you know, thanks very much for being part of Real Producers, Greg, and serving our community. We appreciate it.
No problem. I love it. And I love your organization. You do a good job, Chris. And thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good day, everybody.